Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Happy Easter and indeed happy Passover. So I give a very simple explanation of a Passover, despite not being from a Jewish background by ethnicity or faith, I mean, not to my knowledge. So I've often said I'm a philo-Semite and anti-Semitism is detestable along with all other forms of racialism or religious bigotry. So Passover is probably the most important festival of the Jewish calendar. Remember, the Jews don't go by the Gregorian calendar for the purpose of their religious festivals. So Pesach, or Passover, roughly coincides with Easter. And this time it really does coincide. It's often like a week early or something because of that lunisolar calendar that's used for the Judaic faith, which is to say they go by the moon. The Gregorian calendar goes by the sun. Their calendar's a few days shorter than the Gregorian calendar. And so after 4 years, it might be like 20 days behind. And therefore, the months wouldn't relate to seasons. So every fourth year, they have an additional month to catch up with the Gregorian calendar. Just like the Islamic calendar is lunar, but doesn't have that additional month, which is why, you know, Ramadan can fall in the middle of the summer, the middle of the winter, or any time. All right. So Passover, of course, commemorating when the angel of death passed over the houses of the Israelites when they were in exile, in thraldom, in Goshen, Egypt. So the 10 plagues on Pharaoh to force Pharaoh to let my people go. Remember, the prophet Moses was interceding with the Pharaoh. He'd been brought up as part of the pharaonic household. You know, Moses as in water, because, you know, he'd been hidden in that Moses basket and his elder sister to watch over him, and Pharaoh's daughter had brought the child up as his own. So as part of the court. And remember, he wasn't a gifted public speaker, so his brother Aaron had to speak on his behalf. Anyhow, the various plagues, I don't remember which order they were, but the plague of gnats, the plague of locusts, the plague of cattle, the plague of blood, or whatever it was. And Pharaoh was about to give in, but then each time changing his mind, he wouldn't let the people go because the Lord wanted to take his chosen people out of Egypt to the promised land of Canaan. And the 10th plague was the plague of the firstborn, and the Hebrews told to daub lamb's blood on the lintels of their doorposts so that the angel of death would know not to claim the firstborn son from each Jewish family, but only from the indigenous Egyptian families. And after that, Pharaoh couldn't take it anymore. Even his son was stricken down, so he let the Jews go. But the Jews knew that they were going to have to leave in a hurry before Pharaoh changed his mind again, which is why when they baked their bread, they wouldn't put any yeast in, so it'd be unleavened bread, you know, flat bread like pita bread, often, bread from the Levant, from Araby more generally, is like that. Okay, so it's often like so many religious festivals, it's a reenactment, so remembering their history and the belief that they're God's chosen people as salvation. Right, so they're not heating with anything without leaven. They're eating things only without leaven for all those days. Okay, so getting rid of a bread or possibly even pastas in some Jewish traditions. So having the special seder meal on the first night of Passover, greeting a little with Chag Sameach. I probably mispronounced that, and that's Hebrew for happy holiday. So having said the seder meal on the first night and Passover, something on the second night as well. So, you know, a festival of about 8 days. So that's it. All right. So Seder meal is after the sun goes down. And the youngest boy in Orthodox Judaism, or the youngest child of either sex in liberal Reformed Judaism, to ask the oldest man, why is tonight different from all other nights? Now, if the youngest boy is 6 months old, I suspect not. I guess it's the youngest boy who's capable of putting the question. And then the story is top, and some people just relate it as they record it. Some people actually read out a text, probably wearing their finest clothes. And the seder plate with certain different dishes, like the matzah, which is the unleavened bread, or various paste. Remember the mortar they had to make when they were putting bricks together than when they're forced to work as slaves under the lash and the broiling heat of Egypt to have salt water, as in for the tears shed and stuff like that. So they recall how they made haste out of Egypt. And obviously then the Egyptians pursued them through the Red Sea, and the sea parted to allow the children of Israel to pass through. But when Pharaoh's charioteers came, the sea closed in and drowned the charioteers. Now we think this is a mistranslation, misunderstanding. It was the Reed Sea. It was a muddy, marshy area or something. And the tide had gone out and then the tide came in, rather than there being a wall of water. You know, Moses would be held up, his arms, his hands, his staff. He could hold back the water and things like that. So remember, rising agents, yeast, are the things that they're avoiding for this time, as known as chametz. Okay, so that's it. Remembering how they were rescued. So there are readings from the Hebrew Bible. Of course, in Judaism, the Bible's only the Old Testament. New Testament is the Christian part of it. Okay, so they go through every stage recounting the story of Exodus, the second book of Moses, but in English, often known as Exodus, as in the Greek word for exit. I don't know what's known call us in Hebrew. Okay, so the foods are not random. They symbolize things, and Jewish festivals often revolve around comestibles, and these all have some significance. Okay, so it's a family event, but they might invite friends. I suppose I've heard of Gentiles being invited to these things as well, often having a cup of wine for joy, because it's a time of rejoicing as well. Think of the tribulations they've been through, and they still survived. The religion been going for thousands of years. So traditionally, leave an empty seat with a plate and a cup of wine for the prophet Elijah, believing that he is the prophet who will return for the annunciation of redemption and things like that. Okay, hoping that things will be there. Sometimes people say, well, that's really to remember the loved ones who can't be with us and things like that, to remember those who are in bondage as they were in Egypt and things like that. And sometimes saying, toasting at the end, next year in Jerusalem, because obviously after about 70 AD, exiled from Judea by the Romans, the diaspora, as the Jewish people scattered across the globe, and then making Aliyah from the late 9th century when Zionism got going, to the reestablishment of Israel in 1948. I wonder if they, in Israel, maybe they didn't bother saying next year in Jerusalem, because they are in Jerusalem, or at least very close. Okay, so perhaps not the birthplace of Judaism, but that is where there's the mountain Jehovah Jireh, as in the Lord shall provide, where Abraham was supposedly ordered by the Lord to sacrifice his only legitimate son, Isaac, the name meaning he laughs. But of course, then a ram was caught by the horns in the thicket, and God relented, said, you can sacrifice the ram rather than your child, because, you know, Abraham had long wanted children, told he'd be the father of a nation, his descendants more numerous than the stars, and it wasn't happening. His wife was too old to bear children, though miraculously she did, although, of course, he managed to have a child with his concubine as well, Ishmael. It depends who you listen to. Muslims will tell you Ishmael was the legitimate child, Isaac was the illegitimate one, because, of course, people were very discriminatory. Somehow, the child was unworthy, was to be mistreated, scorned and bullied because of the marital status of his parents. Anyway, that's just a little bit about the Passover meal. But so it's a time of celebration in Judaism. And then obviously it roughly coincides with spring, but that's more or less coincidental. I don't know why it happens to be in spring. Right. So thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallard79@gmail.com. Goodbye.